Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey, I'm Sarah. When planning our home birth, my husband Matthew and I were really frustrated by the lack of empowering and honest home birth resources. So we created this podcast to start a new conversation for moms and families like us. This is Doing It at Home. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Today is a really cool birth story in that it's kind of ongoing still. We talk with Christy Anderson, and this is a birth story first of its kind on the show that we're doing this style. We're actually doing a before and after kind of segment with Christy in that she is currently pregnant at the time of our interview and just a few days away from her guest date. And Christy is planning her first home birth with her first baby, and we just get to hear how real that process and that experience is of coming up right upon birthing time, you know, that in-between stage that we've talked about in other episodes. That's where Christy's at when we're talking to her. So we're getting to hear, you know, all of that that's going on in real time. And at the time we're talking to Christy, her husband Ryan is on his way home on a plane from Korea from active military duty, and he's coming home to witness the birth of their baby girl. And so there's just so many awesome things that go into where Christy's at and her family and her journey of selecting home birth. She made the switch around 20 weeks, pretty similar to Matthew and I, and we just hear all of that, you know, the kind of breakup with the OBGYN, but we really focus more on how she's feeling and where she's at. And it's really sweet and loving and awesome. And Christy also represents the active military families and wives who don't always get to experience their husband's home for the, you know, pregnancy or even the birth. And so that's who she also represents in her story. And it's really beautiful. And I'm really excited for you to listen to it. So let's jump right in. Hey, Christy, how are you?
Hey, Sarah and Matthew, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Fabulous.
Doing awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Doing fantastic. Super excited to talk to you. And this is going to be a lot of fun, a little bit different, kind of new style of episode that we're doing. And we're just very grateful to you, Christy, to carve out some time to come hang out with us.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm super grateful that you guys gave me the opportunity to share my story, too. So thank you guys, too.
Yeah. So speaking of your story, first of all, how are you feeling? How are you physically, emotionally, mentally?
Super pregnant.
Yeah.
Kind of ready. Honestly, I have a lot of anxiety just trying to get my husband home. He's actually flying in today from Korea. So a lot of anxiety about, you know, not having seen him in 9 months since before.
Wow.
You know, right after we found out we were pregnant. So a little anxiety about that. But as far as the pregnancy goes, I'm feeling really great. I haven't had any complications or anything. So just ready to meet this baby, really, more than anything.
Wow. And just for a little bit of context for listeners, why has your husband been away for 9 months?
He is active duty military. He's in the Army, and he's been deployed to Korea since the week after we found out we were pregnant.
Wow. That's amazing. That's,
Yeah, it's been an interesting, interesting journey. Okay. But we're making it work. So, and I'm just feel really blessed that he gets to come home for the birth. So that's a great thing.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely. Give thanks for that.
Absolutely. Wow. And the baby waited.
Yes.
As long as I don't go into labor and have her before he gets home tonight, she has waited for him.
Great job, little girl. They know. They know something's up.
Yeah. So how far along are you, Christy?
I will be 40 weeks on Wednesday.
40 weeks. Beautiful. And I heard you said her, so you're having a baby girl.
Yes, we are having a baby girl. Super excited about that. It's our first baby.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Oh, that's amazing. We're just beaming over here, you know, having been in your shoes just a few months ago. And we're very, very excited for you.
Absolutely. And congratulations to you guys on your sweet little girl.
Aww,
it's adorable.
Thank you. So just to learn a little bit more about you, where do you live? How old are you? What's a little bit about you?
I am 32 years old. My husband and I are stationed in North Carolina at Fort Bragg. So we're currently living in North Carolina. We both moved here from Alabama. My husband was stationed in Florida, in Pensacola, Florida, when we met, and I was living in Alabama. And so we both moved from that area to here. So this is our first permanent change of station together. So,
Okay.
Where we go next is anybody's guess.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So here you are. Hubby's coming home today. You're right on the brink of guest date. What are you doing with this time? This like really magical and sometimes frustrating and excruciating, as we've talked about, time period. What are you doing in these days?
Well, I was working before. I kind of have been I work from home, and so I've been taking a break from my job. And I kind of regret it because I'm feeling a little anxious, like I need to keep busy. But at the same time, my midwives and my doula are all really stressing how much I need to be resting and taking it easy. So I've kind of been trying to take their advice and just, you know, hang out on the couch as much as I can, going for walks. You know, just enjoying this last, you know, few days or weeks of, you know, not having a baby in my life, but also taking time to reflect on what it's going to be like when she gets here. And, you know, I'm super excited about motherhood and being a parent. But at the same time, trying to just relax and, you know, reflect on how my life is going to change. So, lots of that, lots of relaxing, but also at the same time, trying to do some things to help move labor along if possible. My mom's actually in town as well. She just got here the other day, and she's been super helpful. We've been cooking together, which is something that we enjoy doing, and getting ready for my husband to come home. So that's what we're doing right now. Just kind of, it's a weird like limbo kind of phase. And I don't know if you have that feeling too, but it's just kind of like every day I wake up in this almost like a fog thinking, oh my gosh, today could be the day.
So, oh my gosh. Absolutely. 100%. You know, we recorded an episode on that, the in-between stage, and You know, like you just said, I'd wake up and be like, is today going to be the day? You know, I'd be in the shower. Is this going to be the last shower I have as with this belly? Is this going to be the last right. meal I eat? You know, it's just.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how I'm you frame totally everything right you
now.
Do.
Yeah, I'm totally there right now. So it's just kind of, it's kind of a weird state to be in, but it's not bad, but it's not necessarily good. And I'm kind of walking around the house like, what do I do now? And my mom's like, are you okay? And I'm going, yeah, I'm fine. It's a really hard feeling to describe, but yeah. Other than that, it's good.
Right. Right. Good. So that interesting nesting period.
Yes.
And
that's, yeah, I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning, messing around in the nursery and, you know, doing things like cleaning out the Keurig coffee maker and, you know, deep cleaning the washing machine and the dryer, you know, things like that.
Right. Things that really need tending to.
Things that really don't matter in the long run. If you're like, I have to get this done at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Oh my gosh.
I mean, I remember when we were washing and rewashing some of Maya's clothes and like yep. sheets and different things just because, yeah, that stage, you're just, you're prepared, like physically the space is ready and you're ready to go and you're just waiting and being
yep,
patient
absolutely.
And working on being present and all those things.
Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. It's just a strange time, but it's cool. Mm-hmm. Working through it.
So yeah. Almost 40 weeks. What have the past 40 weeks been like? Share with us some of your journey as it has now brought you to where you are.
Well, it's been emotional, to say the least, you know, just not having my husband around and this being our first child. We started out, you know, really, really excited and kind of where we started. When we knew he was going to deploy, we've been trying to conceive for, you know, over a year before we actually did have success. So we kind of knew what, you know, this is our last chance, or we have two more tries. Until it happens. And we got lucky on our very last try. So we were, when, you know, before he left, we knew he was going to leave shortly after. But we were just so excited, you know, that it was almost like, doesn't matter, whatever happens, we'll make it through. It'll be fine without you here, you know? And then I kind of, a couple of months later, once it got settled in that he wasn't going to be here and he was going to miss all the milestones, like going to the ultrasound to find out the sex of the baby, and, you know, all my doctor's appointments, and he was just going to miss everything. It just became really, it kind of set in for me. And I was like, oh, this is real. He's going to miss this. And, you know, it's not so much that I just kind of guess I put my guard up and said, well, it's going to be okay. We can do this without him. I'm going to be okay without him. You know, I can do this. I just have to surround myself with a good team and I can do this. And it's funny how, you know, just in the past month, I tell him all the time, I can't do this without you. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do this without you, but, luckily we won't have to worry about that. But, so yeah, it's been kind of emotional. Time's kind of flown, but at the same time, it's also gone by really, really slow. Dealing with, you know, a pregnancy, but also a deployment at the same time. It's just super high emotions. But my husband's been fantastic. You know, we have been really lucky in that we've been able to communicate via text message, FaceTime, and everything. We talk every day. So that's been a blessing for us. You know, I do my bump photos every 2 weeks, so he gets updates. But at the same time, it's kind of like he's not here. He hasn't gotten to feel her move. Or see, you know, me growing and my body changing. And so it's been as good as it can be, but at the same time, it's kind of sad still. So it's been a great pregnancy. I haven't had any complications, but it's just been a kind of an emotional roller coaster. And then, you know, I'm sure, which we'll get into in a little bit, switching from originally having a hospital birth to having a home birth, that's also been, the home birth experience has been a really crazy emotional thing for me to go through without him being here too. So, I think emotional is really the only word that can just fully describe everything. So,
hey, I love it. You know, you're being real and open and vulnerable and so aware of yourself in this process. I think it's really inspiring, for women at any stage or decision-making process in their pregnancy to just see that it's okay to feel that way and it's okay to look at it like an emotional process. You know, pregnancy already comes with this huge mixed bag of things, and to then put on top of it, but don't relate to it like it's emotional. Don't, you know, to deny that emotional piece to it is unhealthy in my perspective. So the way that you are acknowledging it, all aspects of it, I think is really awesome and something that a lot of women can learn lessons from.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's been an emotional process. You know, I'm one of those people that tends to put up my guard and go, I can do it. I can do it. You know, I've done it for so long with by myself. And it's funny how how things have changed just in the past month or two, how, you know, I need him here, whether it's just standing in the room in the corner. I need him here. I need him not just for me, but to also go through this experience with me. You know, I don't want him to miss this experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think excited that he.
Mm-hmm. I think it's awesome that you're in that place of wanting and needing him, especially for a home birth atmosphere and setting. I think the dads want to be needed, and I think it, you know, they tend to, from what I've seen, take a more active role, or can even, because of the environment, and you know, opening that space for him to come in and be a huge part of the experience and emotionally supportive, all of that, I think is going to be beautiful for both of you and for your family.
And what's your husband's name?
His name is Ryan.
Ryan. Awesome. What's going on, Ryan?
Yeah, well, he's on a plane right now from Korea, so.
That, I think, is amazing that, you know, you're 40 weeks and your baby girl is waiting for her dad to arrive before she decides to come out. I think that's fantastic. That's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. Now I'm just worried that she's going to stay in there for another week or so.
You don't want her to get too comfortable.
Back, so. Right, exactly. So we got a timeline now, so she's got to get on it.
Right. So the home birth decision-making process, you know, you talked about that, and, you know, we had emailed about this. We have a very similar part of our experience in that you made a switch halfway through almost. So could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of when my husband left, I think I kind of decided, well, since he's not going to be here, I was already seeing an OBGYN, and I thought, well, I'm just going to go with a hospital birth. You know, my husband's not going to be here. I'm going to need a hospital, and he's not going to be on board with, you know, trying something different and new. So a little background about me, I've always kind of been a crunchy hippie chick, and my family always laughs at me, but I've actually, home birth has been something that's been on my radar since I decided I wanted children, you know, before I even met my husband. It's something that I thought was kind of amazing and interesting, and I've talked about it before, you know, with my mom and my husband and my family, and they always just kind of laugh at me, and they're like, yeah, that's just Christy, you know.
Yep, so I can relate to that. I'm that girl in my family too.
Right, I'm that girl, definitely. But it's something that has been put out there, but not never really on a more serious note. So I think I just kind of wasn't being true to myself in the beginning, and I said, well, I'm just going to go with what I think everybody would want me to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't really take a chance to talk to my husband about it before he left. It was kind of a whirlwind. We found out we were pregnant while we were on vacation visiting my family. And then he left literally 5 days after we got back from vacation. So we were just caught up in that, you know, excitement stage. And we didn't really discuss, you know, hospital or home birth or anything like that. So I just said, okay, well, I'm just going to keep seeing this OBGYN that I'm seeing, and I'm going to do a hospital birth. But then I started looking into, you know, how to have a natural hospital birth. And that's when I came across some doulas in the area. So I decided, if I'm going to compromise and have my hospital birth, I'm at least going to hire a doula so that I can have someone there to advocate for me, you know, since my husband may or may not be there. So I found an amazing doula in the area, and actually have had her on board since almost the beginning. So she's been great. And then let's see, it was probably actually, I think it was right around the October timeframe when I have a couple of friends who've had babies and recently before me, and they were just telling me all about their birth experience. And it was actually at the same hospital, and one of them was under the care of the same OBGYN that I was under. And they had pretty decent birth experiences, but it was at a hospital, and you know, they just told me about their epidural and in their birth, and it wasn't a bad experience for them. I just, every time I heard a different story, it was like, gosh, is this really what I want for me? And I just, it started really, really weighing on me. And I actually had a friend who struggled with a little bit of postpartum depression, and her milk supply was, you know, depleting, and she was having a really hard time. And I think talking to her during that time, she really convinced me. She said, Christy, if you feel something in your heart that you're not doing and you're not being true to yourself, she said, take my experience and apply it to you. And she said, you need to be true to what you want.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
And so, I mean, it's just like a light bulb clicked on, and I was like, oh, wow, I'm just kind of doing what everybody else would want me to do. And I said, this is not right. So that was really the moment where I started the home birth journey. And I said, you know, I've already researched people in this midwives in this area. I don't know why I'm not just going to go forward with this. So obviously I needed to talk to my husband about it because he was my number one obstacle where I thought, you know, he's going to laugh at me when I tell him I want to have a home birth. But he was fantastic. I just called him up one day and I said, you know, hey, what do you think about us having this kid at our house? And he was like, kind of at first, I think he was a little taken aback, but maybe only because we've gone 6 months through the pregnancy and this was the plan. And I think it was more for him like the change of plans so late. He had a lot of questions, but he was fantastic. And he just said, you know, I want you to do what you feel comfortable doing and what makes you happy, because I may not be there. So that kind of started our journey. Found an awesome midwife service in the area, and I've been seeing them since October. Had a little hiccup with the breaking up with my OBGYN, is what I call it. Was a lot like a breakup.
Yep.
but outside of that, it's been great. The midwives have been awesome. So yeah, here we are.
Wow.
It's just kind of been, it feels like it was, you know, months ago that we started the home birth journey, because we've done so much and thought about so much since then. But it really was, I was 6 months pregnant when we switched over. And I never thought that was something that you could do in the middle of your pregnancy, was to switch care providers or switch your birth plan. But
right.
I went for it. So
you went for it. Hot damn.
Went for it, definitely. Yeah, exactly.
Christy, there's so much about that I just love. One, you dropped the whole people-pleasing thing, which I can so relate to. And I think that's a huge thing for women in general, thinking, you know, you're doing what just people want you to do or is expected. But here you were, you took a stand for you, for baby. The high level of trust with you and Ryan, that's amazing that he was so supportive of you and your experience, you know, at the time, not knowing if he would be there. All of that, your courage, your self-awareness and proactivity, like all of that is freaking awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
It's amazing, for sure. It's been very eye-opening. I've learned a lot about myself, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Cher, would you mind sharing one of the big things that you've learned about yourself?
You know, and it's something that I think, this is something that I think that everybody struggles with on a regular basis, about reminding yourself that you get to make the decisions in your life. It's like Sarah said, wanting to please people. You know, I have to remind myself all the time, you know, this might be what I think my husband or my mom or my family would want me to do, but being true to yourself all the time. And like, when you feel something in your deep down in your soul that you do or don't want to do, going with your instinct. I think it was just, you know, that's something that I always struggle with. And I think it was just a good reminder of, you know, especially moving into parenthood, you know, be true to yourself and do what you feel is right and go with your instincts. So I don't know if it was necessarily about learning something about myself, but maybe just reminding myself that I hold that power, you know, and that if I'm not true to myself, I'm not going to be happy and no one else in my life is going to be happy unless I'm happy. So I think that was a huge thing for me.
Whew. Yeah.
I know, super deep.
That was amazing.
Right.
You're a badass, Christy.
Yeah. No, I don't know about that. Wait until I get this kid out and we'll see.
Well, with that, you know, I want to take a minute to just affirm you. You know, we've had this amazing conversation, which is going to continue. Super excited to hear about everything on the other side. I just want to leave you with, so to speak, affirmations of that you are amazing. You're powerful. Your body is so beautifully and fantastically designed to do exactly what it is you're doing. Getting in alignment with yourself, with your body, so that you feel the most supported, empowered to now go into this amazing experience that, you know, maybe it happens tomorrow, the next day, whatever it is. Just to know and trust your body, your team that you've set up, all of it. I'm so, so excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. And definitely all of those affirmations really help because you do start doubting yourself in the end, which I'm sure you can relate to. Mm-hmm. Every day I wake up and I think, am I going to be able to do this? Have I made the right decision? And it's okay to affirm for yourself, but it's really great to hear from other people. So thank you guys. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to consider us a part of your extended team now, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely.
Because you've got watchers or listeners, you know, you've people invested in you and in Baby and in Ryan, and we're going to be thinking about you a lot over the next couple of days. And I know it'll probably take a few days to settle, but once you do, and you know, when you're willing, you know, let us know when we can hop on the phone again.
I definitely will. Absolutely. Probably after Ryan goes back to Korea for a little while.
Cool.
Definitely
give you guys a call.
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. Yeah. I'm a little just, sitting in, and I think a bit of reverence for your courage, because to, you know, have gone through the process you went through for 6 months and have that epiphany that you had, that you were, you know, out of alignment with what you truly felt in your heart, to then have the courage to make the decision. Because it's one thing to just feel that something is off, and, you know, there might be a lot of folks who would just roll with that feeling, and maybe, you know, in your past you may have just rolled with the feeling, but you acted on it. And I think that's incredible, and it's that type of courage that I don't know you super well, Christy, but I could just get a sense from speaking with you and hearing your story that, you know, that's what you're bringing into being a mom. And I am, like Sarah said, incredibly excited to hear about your home birth experience. And I just having, you know, read the emails that you and Sarah sent back and forth and chatted with you briefly before the call and talking to you now, you're ready.
Thank you. I hope so.
Yeah.
No, I definitely am. Definitely ready. For sure. Yeah,
and just having witnessed Sarah, you know, be in her awesomeness, and there's a lot of parallels from what I experienced with Sarah and then watched and witnessed to what I'm hearing with you. And so I'm so excited for you that Ryan is on his way home. I think that's incredibly special. And like I said earlier, your baby girl, you know, is was waiting for her daddy. She wanted him to be there. And so absolutely. Sarah and I are, you know, we're both thrilled to for you and for, you know, the experience you're going to have. And then we'll be incredibly excited to follow up and hear about everything.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I'm definitely honored that you were here to listen to my story, for sure.
Yes.
Will come.
Thank you for reaching out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Thank you.
Well, all right, Christy, very pregnant and very awesome. Go love on you and just be in this time. And we'll guess we'll catch you on the other side.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you guys soon. Hopefully okay. In the next few weeks.
Okay.
Bye, Christy.
All right, take care. Bye, guys.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.